Las plazas vuelan, así que llama ya al 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Hey amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name on Vaughn Radio and Vaughn's Instagram, where you can join us live every Monday through Friday at 10:30 a.m. Don't forget my buddy Fitz is also live on Instagram, and Kyle Miller. And, well, you'll find all our programs updated every single day on the Vaughn Radio app. And if you're thirsty for more, si tienes sed para más, don't forget you can stop by our Vaughan Tienda, our online bookshop, or find out about our online course. $99. What a steal. Vaya chollo. Oh, and if you're really serious, if you mean business, como vimos, well, then why don't you sign up for some courses? You can get your own Vaughn teacher, or you can share one. Hey, they're both good options. Find out more. Contact us. Send us an email. Drop us a line. Call us. Write to us on social media and tell us a little bit about yourself and take a free level test. Why not? No, si te ponen algo gratis, take it. It's a free level test. No one's going to come and what's the word I gave you the other day? No one's going to come and, ¿cuál es? Te di la palabra exacta que se llama, because you can say value, pero hay otra forma de decirlo. Appraise. No one's going to come and appraise your house for free. So, you know, we'll do that. We'll appraise your English for free, of course. Now, you're thinking, yeah, but what if I'm not interested in the courses that they recommend? Or what if I'm not interested in... That's okay. No problem whatsoever. But at least you know now, okay, pues tengo dificultad aquí, tengo que trabajar esto. And you can keep doing the free stuff. Why not? You know, why not? I myself have a lot of stuff I pay for, like Netflix, all that stuff. And then I have free stuff too, like YouTube videos. What I usually do when I consume free stuff is share it or I give it a like. So if I watch a video on YouTube that I really like, maybe I won't share it on Twitter, but I'll give it a like and that person will know, okay, well, it's another person that enjoyed my video. These are just little things you can do. I know. Yo sé que algunos os cuesta darle a like ahí. Oh, man, I don't want the same thing with the periods. When I tell you guys to give it a like or leave a comment or something or share it, I don't want anybody getting injured, okay? Nobody hurt yourself. I don't want you to overextend yourself. I don't want you to pull a muscle, okay? Nobody, you know, everybody, we don't want to have to call up a nurse to take care of you. All right, well, folks, we've got so much to do, so let's listen to our Say What soundbite here. This is the third, I can't believe it, the third listen of today's Say What soundbite. So, guys, write down what you hear.
And what can we do to silence these Christian athletes who thank Jesus whenever they win, never mention his name when they lose? Not a word. You never hear him say, Jesus made me drop the ball. The good Lord tripped me up behind the line of scrimmage. According to these guys, Jesus is undefeated.
All right, folks, there you go. That is the third listen of today's Say What soundbite, and we will take a deeper look. My daughter's over here. Hi, baby. Hi. You want to come in here? I can, you can hear my daughter singing and playing. She's loud. She's got quite a set of lungs. Vaya pulmones que tiene. Does that sound familiar? All right. So that was the Say What soundbite. Let's finish up our spelling bee because, well, we got a couple more people to look at, I should say. Mary Breckenridge was our fourth nurse. Mary Breckenridge. Now she was the founder of the new model of rural healthcare and frontier nursing service. And what does that mean? Well, this was basically in New York. She was responsible for one of the biggest hospitals or institutions, I should say, St. Luke's. This is where she got her she became a registered nurse. And her summing up that whole new model of rural healthcare, what does that mean? Traducción. It means that she dedicated her life to improving the health of poor women and children in rural areas of the United States. So, yeah, she said, I'm going to help the poor people, the less fortunate, the people who really need it, the people who cannot help themselves because they're weak, right? And I always, you know, I love this quote. Hay una cita muy, muy contundente that says, how you treat the weak is your true nature, ¿no? ¿Cómo tratas al débil, a alguien débil? Es tu naturaleza verdadera saliendo. And I always think about that. You know, people are like, ah, this guy's... I'm like, the guy's going through a difficult situation. Why are you, you know... And I think all of that comes from not putting ourselves in other people's shoes. Just thinking from our own perspective, right? Let's see, ladies and gentlemen. Looks like we've got a winner. Somebody who has figured out today's Say What soundbite. Give it up for Jayster. Also, Jason Jai. Wow. You guys are neck and neck, hoy. To be neck and neck is que vais uno y luego el otro avanza un poco. Luego el otro y luego el otro. So, great job. Wow. And you know what, guys? Excuse me. If you didn't get it, you still have one more listen to get our Say What soundbite. The next person is Dorothea Dix. And she was the brain behind the first mental asylum in the United States. Now, we do not call these places mental asylums anymore. Now, we would call it a psychiatric hospital or a psychiatric institution, but you wouldn't call it a mental house. A mental asylum. Because I think people back in the day, this is what I understand, I could be wrong, but I believe that the medical industry and society as a whole, before, if you were crazy, they looked at it like you needed to be locked up, encerrado, and it was your fault, and you did something wrong. Whereas now, I feel like if somebody's imbalanced or not right, I feel like we're like, we need to help this person, not ostracize this person, and not make them feel worse. As I said, you know. So again, these are selfless people as well. Para ver una palabra que vimos el otro día. Gente que piensa en los demás. Selfless people. So this is Dorothea Dix. And last but not least, Mary Eliza Mahoney. Mary Eliza Mahoney. And she was basically the first black nurse in the United States. And she also was another person who had to fight, well, A, because she was a woman, and B, because she was black. So that's something we're forgetting about the times when these people lived. If you were a woman, it was not easy, you know. You had to literally break down barriers. And then if you were a black woman on top of that, good luck. Good luck. But that didn't stop her. That didn't stop Mary Eliza Mahoney. She said, I have a goal. I have an objective. I have an aim, and that aim is to take care of humanity. Why? I took an oath, una promesa, as a medical. I don't know. Maybe it's quizás solo es los médicos que lo hacen. Well, I think everybody who deals with humans, who deals with healthcare, should take that oath. I think it's called the Hippocratic Oath. We've talked about that before, and I understand too. Believe me, I understand if you go to a hospital and the doctor's exhausted and they're just being very quick with you. Yeah, no, yeah, toma, hasta luego. It's not because they don't care about you. I don't think so. I think they're overworked, personally. I think they're overworked and underpaid. So when you get to them and they're not giving you the perfect attention you want or need, it's probably because they haven't had a break in many hours or they're doing a double shift. And again, so sometimes I think we could avoid a lot of problems in life, a lot of conflict by putting ourselves in other people's shoes. You say en la piel de otros. Pues nosotros no decimos en la piel. Nosotros decimos ponerte en los zapatos de los demás.
¿Por qué? Porque si no te gusta, las quitas y pones otros zapatos. La piel, pues, es lo que hay.
No, I don't know. I'm just joking. All right, well, folks, we're going to move on to a section where we learn English from the big screen, el pantallón. It's Name That Movie. Name That Movie. That's right, my amigos. You know it. It is time for our Name That Movie section. Now, as always, we're going to take a look, a little look into a movie. This is a popular movie, a well-known movie, I should say. And I'm going to give you the trailer, and then we'll go through the scene, and we'll look at also some behind-the-scenes stuff as well. Okay? Are you ready? Here we go. When a rich woman's ex-husband and a tabloid-type reporter turn up just before her planned remarriage, she begins to learn the truth about herself. Whoa. Pretty crazy. So when a rich woman's, rich is rica, we can say rich, we can say wealthy, we can say well-to-do, es adinerado. Right? A lot of different ways to say that. When a rich woman's ex-husband, muy fácil, ¿no? Ex-husband, ex-marido, ex-wife, ex-mujer, and a tabloid-type reporter. And tabloid is Telecinco. It's like, you know, exaggerate. It's the news of the world. Prensa Rosa, okay? I think you say. And a tabloid-type reporter turn up. Remember we looked at this yesterday? To turn up, to show up, presentarse. ¿Ves? I didn't know that it was going to be in today's script. But isn't it great when you learn a word like to turn up, to show up, and then you see it in context and you're like, get me in. And I love it just because it proves to me as your teacher that I'm teaching you vocabulary that you're going to hear and see everywhere. And that is something I ask myself with everything I teach you. I say, is this something they're going to see? Are they going to come across this word at some point? And if the answer is yes, you're learning it. Okay? So the reportero, to turn up just before her planned remarriage. And planned is planificado. Remember, tengo alumnos que han dicho planificate o planify. No, to plan. No te compliques, to plan. So her planned remarriage. So a marriage is una boda, un casamiento, and a remarriage, right? So to get married, casarse. To get remarried, recasarse. Requete casarse. And she begins to learn the truth, la verdad, sobre ella, about herself. Whoa! Sounds pretty juicy, jugoso, right? All right, let's see if you guys figured out today's movie. I'm going down the list here. Lots of people participating, which is awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for your classmates, Jaster Lemuda, Jason Jai, J.M. Hermosilla. It's not the movie, but hey, not a bad guess either way. The movie is The Philadelphia Story. And as Lemuda says, it's one of my favorite movies. Katharine Hepburn is one of my favorite actresses. Well, Katharine, come on, Katharine Hepburn? Oh, I remember one of the first movies I saw with her, with Humphrey Bogart, if I'm not mistaken, was African Queen. African Queen. Y la palabra Bogart, ¿conocéis el actor Humphrey Bogart? To Bogart something is como acapararlo, como coger más de tu cuenta. Man, stop Bogarting that candy bar. It's for both of us. ¿Lo sabíais? Okay, so classic movie, The Philadelphia Story, starring two Hollywood heavyweights, pesados, and that is Cary Grant. Now, this one wasn't. I was talking about the African Queen, which I believe was Humphrey Bogart. Well, this one is Cary Grant, but another leading man in Hollywood's heyday, el apogeo de Hollywood. Also, Katharine Hepburn and Jimmy Stewart.
Are you serious? Those are like three of the most amazing actors to ever grace the screen. And they're all in this classic movie. Nata says, The Philadelphia Story, Lemura, Katharine Hepburn is one of my favorite actresses as well. Yeah, Lemura's like, they're all awesome. Well, it's true. These are the classics, you know? If you see these movies, you'll see where every actor now is getting their style from, where they're getting their, you know, I mean, in the end, everything comes from somewhere. It's like I told you with, you know, I always use the example of Bob Dylan. Okay, you like Bob Dylan? Okay, he's got a lot of intricate ideas in his music and a lot of different genres, a lot of different influences. So if you really like Bob Dylan, what do you need to do? Well, can say, I can be Backstreet Boys. See who they listen to. Tienes que ver a quién escucharon ellos. And that's where you're going to see the roots of something. That's me always going deeper with music, with movies. You know, I like to always go a little bit deeper. Now, not too deep, because then my brain explodes. Y hablando de película. No soy nada peliculero, right? Okay, let's take a look, guys, at the scene in question, okay? Macaulay Connor, who's not Macaulay Culkin, Macaulay Connor says, this is the bridal suite. Okay, bridal is de novia, if something like the bridal party, las amigas de la novia, the bridal tal, so bridal, bridal, que viene de la palabra bride, bride, que es la novia, que no es girlfriend, eso es una novia, la novia, la que se casa, is the bride, so this is the bridal suite, would you send up a couple of caviar sandwiches and a bottle of beer? So obviously now that tells us what? We're in a hotel, right? I think so. Cuidado con la pronunciación. Muchos alumnos dicen hotel. No, it's hotel in English. So they're definitely in a hotel, right? This is the bridal suite. Esto es el suite de la novia. Would you send up, this person's calling room service. Room service, es servicio, ¿no? Que te traigan comida. Would you send up a couple of caviar sandwiches and a bottle of beer? Y una botella de cerveza. And Margaret Lord, we looked at that word, Gaylord, right? Lord is Dios o Señor. Margaret Lord said, what? Who is this? ¿Quién es esto? Who is this? And Macaulay says, this is the voice of doom calling. And doom is muerte. Es, siempre me equivoco con él. Es como la muerte. Doom is when everything, we're doomed, estamos, vamos a ver, doomed. Te voy a decir, because I've looked this word up so many times, and let's see, doomed in Spanish. ¿Dónde estoy aquí? In Spanish. To be doomed, condenado, that's the word, doomed. Uy, lo voy a, un día lo voy a, destinado o condenado, doomed, okay? And doom, que es una canción también de the Rolling Stones, doom and gloom, doom es muerte, fatalidad, maldición, and gloom es depresión. No? Melancolía, tristeza. So, what a cool song. Doom and Gloom by the Rolling Stones. Hey, who said you can't learn English with the Rolling Stones? Eso sí, no les llamáis los Rolling, porque es the Stones, not the Rollings. Okay. So, this is the voice of doom calling. Your days are numbered. Esto es, tienes los días contados. We say numerados. Your days are numbered to the seventh son of the seventh son. So, obviously, he's making fun of, lo que vimos antes con Leonardo, he's making fun of her. It's a prank call, it almost sounds like. And Margaret says, hello, hello. Hello, hola, hola. And Tracy says, what's the matter? What's the matter? ¿Qué ocurre? What's the matter? And Margaret says, one of the servants has been at the sherry again. Uno de los sirvientes le está dando al Jerez otra vez. So one of the servants has been at the sherry again. So there you go, my amigos. Classic movie. And it was shot in 8 weeks. Now, if you know anything about movie making now, very few movies are shot in 8 weeks. You know? And it required, this is mind blowing. Okay. It required zero zilch retakes, retomas. That's how good these actors were, in this scene. And Jimmy Stewart won the Best Actor Award, but he felt like he didn't deserve it. Think about that. He said, no, nah, you know, he said that Henry Fonda should have won. Debería haber ganado Henry Fonda for his work that same year in The Grapes of Wrath, Las Uvas de la Ira. And a very interesting story here about Katharine Hepburn. Katharine Hepburn, she starred in the Broadway production of the play. And this is, the film was based on the Broadway production, right? And so what happened? Well, she really loved it. And so Howard Hughes, a good friend of hers, Howard Hughes, the billionaire, said, I'm going to buy the rights. Voy a comprar los derechos. And I'm going to give them to you as a gift. And he did. So Katharine Hepburn got the rights to this story, to this movie, to this play, because her friend Howard Hughes gifted it to her. Se lo regaló. So what a cool friend, huh? You want the rights? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much money she made off it, but it was a cool gift. It was very thoughtful. Muy detallista. All right. Well, my amigos, there it is. Classic film. It's a good way to, a good recommendation I have for my students too. You know, go through the American Film Institute's top 100. I mean, no tienes que ver todas, pero elige algunas. And check them out because, well, you could learn a few things. Who knows? But right now it's time to move on, my amigos, to a section where we look at words that tend to be a bit tricky on homophones.
Homophones, homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Homophones on the show with no name. Cause homophones time, cause homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. Show with no name. Show with no name.
That's right, my amigos. That's right. It's homophones only on the show with no name. And let's take a look at homophones over here. One of the words we just looked at. So if you were paying attention, remember, I told you how important it is to pay attention. Well, if you were paying attention, then you heard this word moments ago. The word is something relating to a bride. Nupcial, de novia. So I said the word before, hablamos hace minutos, del suite nupcial o de la novia. Okay? Ahora, la palabra nuptials existe, pero no es la que busco. Nuptial. No, se usa más exchange nuptial. Es una palabra muy formal en inglés. So how do we, what is the adjective that we would use relating to the bride, la que se casa, okay? And the second one, okay, is brida o freno. Como verbo es embridar, poner la brida, someter, sujetar. Figura, si no queremos decirlo literalmente, it's refrenar, eso es. Refrenar, controlar. Now, I just realized too, guys, the other day, nadie me ha corregido. Figuratively, no es figurativamente, es figuradamente. ¿Por qué nadie me ha corregido? Claro, figuratively, yo digo es figuradamente, en sentido figurado. ¿Por qué no me, guys, you're supposed to correct me? Bueno, lo bueno es que me entendéis, ¿no? All right, let's take a look at these words and see what you guys have to say. The first person to participate over here is J.M. Hermosilla. And he says the words are and they are homophones. Okay. Born to Iron Man agrees. Lemura says they sound alike. So right now, all three students who have participated said that the word de novia, teniendo que ver con la novia, y brida, y como hemos dicho, el verbo que va asociado, suenan igual. Jason Jai says the words are and they sound alike. Chris says, I'm a bit late today. Better late than never, Chris. Working on Nurses Day. Well, you know what? You're going to have to listen because I gave you guys a shout out. And I said, be patient with a lot of the healthcare workers because, okay, they might be, you know, very quick with you and things, but you know, maybe they're overworked. So you're gonna want to listen to it, Grace. I gave you guys a shout out. And she says, are homophones. Nata agrees. All right. Well, the first word I already said, bridal, right? They went over to the bridal suite. The bridal suite. Yes. Now, the second word is bridal. They went to the bridal suite, on a bridal trail. Aha! Yes. They are absolutely 100% homophones. So excellent job to all of you guys who nailed it. And I think it was unanimous today. But guys, let's move on really quickly because we've got to go to a commercial break. So let's do Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Trouble. I said double, double trouble, double, double trouble. I said double, double trouble.
No soy enfermero, pero te puedo curar. O te puedo ayudar a recuperarte. That is today's Double Trouble. We'll take a look at the answer to that and much more in the fourth and final part of today's show. So, stick around.
Y ahí entra el equipo de niños y niñas. El monitor de inglés está preparado y empieza a preguntar. Es increíble cómo todos responden a las preguntas. Rápido y sin equivocarse. Ahora el monitor corrige una respuesta y uno de los niños pregunta a otro. Vaya nivel de inglés que tienen estos niños. Cada día es más alto.
En el Vaughan Camp del Atlético de Madrid, tus hijos se sentirán parte de la familia atlética mientras mejoran su nivel de inglés. Un campamento único en el que los niños trabajarán junto a monitores nativos y el equipo técnico del Atlético de Madrid. Vivirán una experiencia inolvidable en inglés y tendrán esa oportunidad que tú no tuviste. Llámanos al 911-333-5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Empower your English. Empower yourself.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 911-333-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Okay, now, tell me you want to do 10 more push-ups.
I want to do 10 more push-ups.
Very good. Ask me if I'll tell you to do 10 more.
Will you tell me to do 10 more?
No, I'm going to tell you to do 20 more. Ask me if I care.
Did you care?
No, 20 more.
Come on.
Ahora, más oportunidades. Sigue entrenando tu inglés con tu mejor entrenador, un profesor Vaughan. ¿Por qué no aprovechas también ahora la hora de comer para poner en forma tu inglés? Apúntate a un curso de inglés trimestral por videoconferencia. Seguro que siempre has querido probar el famoso método Vaughan, pero no hay un centro Vaughan en tu ciudad. ¡Voilà! Aquí tenemos la solución ideal para ti. El método Vaughan en una clase por videoconferencia, con los profesores mejor formados para subir un peldaño tu nivel de inglés. Disfruta de todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan ahora en videoconferencia y en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Nuestra avanzada tecnología permite que nuestras clases por videoconferencia tengan la misma velocidad e intensidad que una clase en el aula. En tan solo un par de clics podrás acceder a la plataforma y empezar tu clase. Y recuerda, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿A qué esperas? Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/clases videoconferencia. Fácil, cómodo y muy eficaz. Sigue poniendo en forma tu inglés.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Hey amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the Show with No Name 2.0. Come on in, everybody. It's time for the fourth and final part of today's show. Let's go. Don't forget, you got tons of other great programs here on Vaughn Radio every day. You got Tosh Pasqua with Back to Basics, Kyle Miller with Drive Time, also Richard Vaughn Live and La Hora Extra, and don't forget about No Excuses with Fitz. All right, guys, come on in, come on in. As you say in Spain, entrad. Me encanta esa de entrad en Madrid para ver la fidelidad que tenemos. A mí me resulta... I'm not making fun of anybody, I'm just saying it's distracting. Cuando digo... Let's get back to where I wanted to go here. The Say What Soundbite, guys, this is your fourth and final listen of today's Say What Soundbite. Let's see if more people can figure it out, what's being said, and also I don't think anybody has told me who it is yet. All right, well, here we go, guys.
And what can we do to silence these Christian athletes who thank Jesus whenever they win, never mention his name when they lose? Not a word. You never hear him say, Jesus made me drop the ball. The good Lord tripped me up behind the line of scrimmage. According to these guys, Jesus is undefeated.
All right, folks, there you go. There you go. It is the last chance. That was it. But you're going to hear it one more time as we reveal it later on in the show. And guys, please forgive me also, too, if I tell you guys, you know, please, you know, keep the comments pertinent. Because before, for 12, 13 years before... I did the show without, like, okay, there was live participation, but it was Twitter. It was different. It wasn't an open forum. So the reason I say is there has to be some kind of order or else it's chaos. And if you want chaos, just walk out there into the streets. You don't need to come to English class for that. So we like what I like to call here controlled chaos. O como dice la expresión, there's a method to my madness. But if you want, we can talk about what you want to. But again, then that's a different show. It's not the Show with No Name. It's not FYI. So I don't know. It's different. Weird dynamic these days. I have to say, maybe it's because I am old, but I find myself scratching my head more often than not. Like when I was younger, I feel like I understood everything and stuff. And now I'm just kind of like, huh? I don't get it. So... anybody else? Am I alone there? Estoy solo en este barco? All right. Well, let's solve our double trouble, challenge over here. Let's scroll through the comments here. And the first person to get it, this person has been on fire and kicking ass and taking names. Arrasando. Give it up for Jason Jai. Also, JM. Oh. No, JM Hermosilla, es una frase hecha, but you're on the right track. Vas por buen camino. Nata, nope, it's not what we're looking for. So I got a lot of people who participated, but the only one to get it was JM Hermosilla. So wow. Excuse me, not JM Hermosilla. Jason Jai. Jason Jai. Getting confused with my J's. All right, so let's look at it. No soy enfermero. Como no sabes esa, es porque no, realmente no estabas prestando atención. I'm not a nurse. I know it's evident. I'm not a nurse. Pero puedo curarte o puedo ayudarte a mejorar, ¿no? A que te cures. And this is an expression in English. It's to nurse
someone back to health. Now, the reason you can't just say nursing someone, because nursing is dándole la teta. Okay, your daughter was nursing. Okay, so that be careful. Es frase hecha. The doctors, when I was, I'll use the example from La Paz before. The doctors, and not just the doctors, all the health professionals at La Paz nursed me back to health. Okay? O sea, me curaron, me cuidaron para que volviera a la salud buena. Right? So it's a great expression because it makes sense. And if you remember the word nurse, que yo creo que mucha gente sabe esta palabra. Nurse, pues ya sabes, to nurse somebody back to health is cuidarles para que vuelvan a estar de buena salud. It's what the healthcare professionals do every day. And thanklessly, muchas veces, ¿no? Sin mucha apreciación. La gente no lo agradece tanto. I mean, it took this pandemic, maybe, for people to realize how important these people are. And that our real heroes are not kicking around a soccer ball. No offense, I love soccer, but they're not heroes. I don't think those people are heroes, and I think that became evident. You know, I think everybody realized who the real heroes were, not these Instagram models or, you know what I'm saying? These people that we, for some reason, again, here's me scratching my head, these people that society now somehow worships. Alabar, I think you say to worship. So to nurse someone back to health. And if you're nursing someone, estás dando la teta. So be careful. Be careful. The devil is in the details, as we said earlier. So excellent job, guys. Write it down. I think it's an easy one to remember. And then we will move on now to another section where I entertain you guys with my enthralling jokes. And enthralling is super entretenidos. I know. You're thinking, Alberto, are you joking? And my answer is yes, I'm joking.
Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch. Ouch. You get it? Ouch. He walked into the bar.
You're joking.
That's right, folks. You're joking. Estás de coña. And this is a part of the show where I teach you guys an amazing joke. But more importantly, I teach you some double, triple meaning, some homophones, you know, different things that we can get. Because what are most jokes, especially puns? Juegos de palabras. Pues son homófonos o palabras duplicadas, ¿no? Seguro que tenéis algún chiste con gemelo, porque la palabra gemelo en español tiene muchos usos. Os aseguro que donde hay muchos usos, donde hay muchos sonidos que suenan igual, hay chistes. That's what I'm trying. If you don't get anything else from this section ever, get that. That there's a lot to be learned in humor and from humor. Okay? And I know that because I've always used humor, in the learning process. Okay, so did I tell you about it? I didn't tell you guys about this. Man, I didn't share the news. No compartí la noticia. Yeah, two friends of mine are tying the knot. To tie the knot is another way to say to get married. Atar el nudo, decimos. Yeah, I didn't tell you. Yeah, well, you know, it was a tough year. They had to postpone the wedding. Posponer. But finally, they're going to tie the knot. They're going to get married. And they took the wedding pictures already, you know, these pre-wedding pictures. And I saw them. I didn't tell you what they do. No os conté a qué se dedican. My friends are nuclear technicians. Okay, so they work in nuclear, in that field, in ese campo. Y nuclear, ahí hay un chiste, ¿eh? Nuclear magnetic field, un campo. Okay, bad joke. But wait for it. The joke is coming, I promise. Te lo prometo. So yeah, my two nuclear technician friends are tying the knot. They're getting married. And when they sent me the pictures of them, you know, these pre-wedding pictures, because you take pre-wedding pictures, you take wedding pictures, and you take post-wedding pictures now. So many pictures, you don't even know where to hang them. But it was amazing because the bride, la novia, I mean, she was just radiant in the pictures. And the groom, man, he was glowing. Radiant glowing. Elsa, jocking no es joking. Tienes una C que se te ha colado ahí. Jocking, no, no, joking, joking es la palabra que busca, sin C. So did you guys get it? I think it's an easy one today, right? I have two friends of mine that are getting married, dos amigos míos, and they sent me the picture. Oh, they're nuclear technicians, you know, and so they sent me the pictures, and the bride was radiant. Okay, now radiant is beautiful, stunning, right? Radiante, brillante, resplandeciente. But also remember, radiant, radioactive, you know, so is that material, that stuff that we've seen in The Simpsons and other places, right? And the groom es como decimos el novio, so the bride and the groom. Yo de pequeño, te lo juro, yo creo que hasta los 15 años, yo decía the bride and the broom, la escoba. Porque claro, digo, si esto es BR, el otro es BR. Pero no, es the bride, hasta mi madre dijo, the bride and the broom, what? Digo, es lo que yo oía, the bride and the groom, right? And glowing is another way to say that you are brillante, encendido. If you are glowing, you look great, right? If your skin is glowing, es radiante. So they are synonyms over there. Radiant, glowing. You look radiant. You are glowing. Eso se usa diferente en diferentes estructuras. Yeah, and I didn't even tell you about their honeymoon. Yeah. Supposedly they're going to the Great Lakes. Yeah, they said they were talking about something about fishing. 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 They're fishing. Nuclear fission. No? No? Nobody, did you guys get it at least? Nuclear fission? Yeah, they're going to the Great Lakes, Los Grandes Lagos, entre Canadá y Estados Unidos. And they said they're going fishing. Fisión nuclear, mitosis. Fishing. Yeah, they're going fishing on their nuclear oh, God, okay. All right, bad joke. I'll stop with these jokes, you know. But hey, you know, I hope the marriage lasts. Espero que dure. And I hope they don't have a fallout. Fallout. I just gave you a third joke there. Fourth joke. Oh, my God. A fallout. ¿Lo pillasteis? Esta última es la más difícil, ¿eh? So, radiant. Esa era difícil, ¿no? Fácil, perdona. Glowing, que brilla. Okay, great. Fishing, fishing. Pero los americanos lo pronunciamos con sin la G. Fishing. And the last one, to have a falling out. Well, nuclear fallout is lluvia nuclear. The word fallout in general is efectos colaterales. So they had a falling out, pero también es una pelea. Fallout, nuclear fallout. They fell out. Okay, but I'll tell you something. I don't know any place where you're going to learn as many jokes or as many puns in 2 minutes than I just taught you. And, well, hopefully you found them funny. You didn't just learn some English, but I got you to chuckle a little bit, too. And to chuckle is a little laugh, a little chuckle. All right, well, folks, it's time for a little celebration here on Famous Birthday Trivia. That's right, amigos. That's right. It's Famous Birthdays only on the show with no name. And as always, this is where I put you to the test, where I see how much you know your famous people and also how much you were paying attention on today's episode, because I like to leave a little trail, un rastro, for you guys to follow. So let's see if you were good detectives, good PIs,
private investigators today. The first person was born in 1907. One of the greatest actors. I'm not even going to say actress because I don't mean actress. I mean actors, punto, period, in the world. She just had a really amazing screen persona. It doesn't matter what role she played, she was amazing. The first time I saw her was in the movie African Queen, and I fell in love. Me enamoré de ella. And I was a little kid. I think I was like 7 years old, and I was like, wow, what elegance. The way she speaks, the way she carries herself, la forma en que se lleva, and then the intensity as an actress. And then you get what you get, one of the most amazing actors, punto, ni actriz ni actor, in the whole world. And she was a part of Hollywood's heyday. She's been in many movies. She was in The Philadelphia Story, which was today's Name That Movie, Morning Glory, which she won the Academy Award for Best Actress. And she's one of the greats. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, The Lion in Winter, On Golden Pond, right? Los que, si me estáis dando solo un nombre, nunca quiero, nunca, 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 te lo digo en inglés y en español, nunca quiero una palabra como respuesta aquí. Esto es clase de inglés. Aquí construimos frases, ¿no? Porque si tú me dices la palabra red, muy bien, sabes escribir rojo. Congratulations. Pero si quiero, lo que quiero es que me enseñes que sabes usar el vocabulario, ¿ok? So, está bien que me pongas, you know, Tom Petty or Tom Hanks, pero no es lo que busco. Solo busco que pongas, it's Tom Hanks. It's, it apostro, y entonces es una frase completa, ¿ok? Just because, porque si no, es por ti, ¿eh? Y no es una persona, es for you guys. If you really want to practice and you don't want to half-ass it, hacerlo a medio gas, pues es la forma de hacerlo. Okay, and I believe as your teacher, it's my job to enforce that. I'm the authority. I'm joking. Okay, so number two. De vez en cuando me hacéis hacer el papel de profe. Normalmente es el papel de amigo, ¿no? Pero a veces tengo que ser el profe. Oye, vamos a poner orden. Number two. This person was born in 1928. I first heard of this guy. Well, I knew his music, but the first time I knew who he was in Austin Powers. He was in one of the Austin Powers movies, and I discovered his music through that soundtrack. So that's another good reason to watch movies. You'll discover music as well. And some of the songs that he's written, well, This Guy's in Love with You, which is a classic. Raindrops keep falling on my head. Drops are falling on my head. Classic. Caen las gotas de agua en mi cabeza de lluvia. Oh, y esta, si no conocéis esta, esta. Ahora lo cantaron The Carpenters. But he wrote, again, this guy, he sang songs, but he also wrote some of the most famous songs. Long, just like me, they long to be close to you, and so many more. Oh, y también escribió, through good times and bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. That's what friends are for. Qué temazo. Now again, no es la persona que canta esas canciones, es el escritor, ¿ok? También estuvo en la película Austin Powers, más reciente, ¿no? And last but not least, my favorite comedian in the world. And why? Because I believe that this guy, aside from being funny, was spot on, clavadísimo. I mean, he was talking about, he used his comedy as an opportunity to really point out what's wrong with the world, but using comedy. And now that's very common. Now, if you want to know what's really happening in the world, don't watch the news, obviously. That's all paid for by, you know, different interests. Está clarísimo, ¿no? ¿Quién paga que se ponga la tele? Los anunciantes, right? So that's all paid for. If you want to really get it, well, that's how you do that one. You got to find out, get your source, the source, la fuente, from a different place there. All right, so let's see. The student who just gave me one word. Te falta solo el punto para que sea una frase completa, ¿no? ¿O no? ¿En español no se usan los puntos al final de la frase o me equivoco yo? Porque creo que sí, ¿eh?
I would say that you do. So that would be the complete, para la próxima vez te lo digo, porque no hay que corregirlo, just learn from it, and say, okay, next time I'm just gonna, me faltaba esa punta. But ladies and gentlemen, ese punto. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have a winner here, and it's Jayster. Also, Jason Jai. Lemura, Born to Iron Man. JM Hermosilla. All right, guys, excellent job. Number one, Katharine Hepburn. The one and only, mismísima, Katharine Hepburn. Number two, Burt Bacharach. Burt Bacharach. Classic, easy listening, and amazing songwriter and performer. And last but not least, my favorite, if you've never seen this guy, now I'm going to tell you, he's harsh, es muy duro, but he's a comedian and he's telling you like really what's happening using comedy. And again, you won't hear that stuff from certain areas. So you have to, these days we live in the society we've built, the paradigm we've built is that if you want to really know what's going on, look at the comedians. Because they're allowed. Ellos tienen permiso porque es una broma, ¿no? So that's what I've realized. When you get your news from comedians, and it's not something new. This guy was one of the first ones who said, I'm going to use this to be funny, to be observational humor. He was a wordsmith. The guy read the dictionary every day. I'm talking about George Carlin, si queréis buscarle. He read the dictionary every single day, this guy. And you can tell when you watch his comedy, it's not only spot on with his commentaries, his social commentaries, but it's funny and it's eloquent. And that's why I love George Carlin from the Bronx. You heard that accent over there? It's from the Bronx. He's from the Bronx. And in this scene, he says, what can we do to silence these Christian athletes? He was very anti-religion, anti-big business, anti-government, you know, this kind of, which is very common these days. But he was a pioneer, because I feel like most people are like, da-da-da-da-da-da, and he was like, no, the world is fucked, and you're going to laugh about it, but it's fucked. So he says, what can we do to silenciar these Christian athletes? Y acuérdate, athlete es un deportista. Okay, in English, todos deportistas. He goes, who thank Jesus whenever they win, dan las gracias a Jesús cuando ganan, and never mention his name when they lose. Nunca mencionan su nombre. Mencionan el nombre cuando pierde. Not a word, ni una palabra. You never hear them say, Jesus made me drop the ball. Jesús hizo que se me cayera la pelota. And then the next word, one of the difficult words that he said here was the word scrimmage. Okay, scrimmage, which is melee, scrum, práctica, practice game, alboroto, pelea, scrimmage. Viene de fútbol americano, okay? So he says, the good Lord tripped me up behind the line of scrimmage. El Diosito me ha hecho caerme, tripped me up behind the line of scrimmage. According to these guys, según estos, Jesus is undefeated, que nunca ha perdido. So here it is, George Carlin, talking about athletes and religion.
And what can we do to silence these Christian athletes who thank Jesus whenever they win, never mention his name when they lose? Not a word. You never hear him say, Jesus made me drop the ball. The good Lord tripped me up behind the line of scrimmage. According to these guys, Jesus is undefeated.
There he is, folks. George Carlin. Again, if you have not seen his comedy, you should definitely watch it. Give it a listen, I was going to say, or watch it. Some of my favorite sketches of his are airplanes. So George Carlin, airplanes on the airplane. George Carlin, the English language, que es muy gracioso también. Start with those, and if you need more, I'll give you some. But George Carlin, definitely my favorite. And yes, he was a cynic, but he was a comedian. He learned to laugh instead of cry at the state of things, el estado de las cosas. And again, this was in the 80s and 90s. He already saw like, oh, this is not good. A corporation is a person? Since when? That's not cool. So a corporation has the same rights as me, an individual? Over a what? All right, well, folks, it's time for the last part of the show. Name that lyric.
Song is No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's Name That Lyric, and it's also the final section of today's show, and we only have 1 minute, so thank you, thank you, thank you. And here's today's Name That Lyric. Gotas de lluvia siguen cayendo en mi cabeza. Y como ese tío quien tiene los pies demasiado grandes para su cama. So raindrops are falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed. Demasiado grandes para su cama. Esas gotas de lluvia siguen cayendo en mi cabeza. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a winner. It's Jaster. Raindrops keep falling on my head. Drops keep falling on my head. I want you guys to sing it with me. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you tomorrow. Raindrops keep falling on my head, drops keep falling, just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, and nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling on my head.
So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done, sleeping on the job. Those raindrops are falling on my head.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833. ¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.